You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. North Carolina business owner Naro Enob offers a man $15,000 to kill his old business partner, who Enob believes stole from him. The hired man reports the plot to the FBI, which fakes a crime scene to catch Enob in the act.
That's right, Nancy. Enob drives his hitman turned informant around the city, pointing out locations that are part of his target's usual routine, and suggesting the murder is carried out at a parking lot where the man leaves his personal car and gets into a work truck. The FBI takes measures to protect the targeted man and set up a fake crime scene at the parking lot to convince Enob the murder had been carried out.
Once Enob's convinced the murder's been done, he meets up with his hitman, pays him $1,000 with a promise of more to come. Enob now in federal custody facing multiple charges. A man charged with attempted rape bonds out of jail, taken back to custody after missing his next court date. Then he bonds out again. The second time Octavius Wilson gets out, he kidnaps and rapes another victim.
Wilson's original bond was set at $20,000. After his no-show, Charlotte Judge Carla Archie set his new bond at half the original. Nearly a month to the day after his second release, Wilson attacks a woman walking on the street, drags her to a nearby location, and sexually assaults her.
29-year-old now rebooked with first-degree kidnap, rape, assault, and sex battery. Bond, $2 million. Daryl Dickerson pulls a gun on two family members, threatening to kill them if they try to leave. One of the victims manages to call 911, and Dickerson runs.
Once the victims get medical attention, South Carolina police attempt to make contact with the 52-year-old at his home, but call in a helicopter and SWAT team to help search for Dickerson.
After a quick search of the property, the 52-year-old is found. South Carolina cops find him hiding under a tarp in a barn behind the house. He's now charged with domestic violence, ag assault, battery, and kidnap. Jared Brown steals Virginia cops' patrol car while they're on a call, then tries to run the cops over while they try to prevent the theft.
Yeah, it's quite the chaotic scene. Brown speeds away, later crashing the police car and abandoning it, but not before stealing guns from the vehicle. The police department offered a $3,000 reward for information leading to Brown's capture and had over 100 people searching the area.
Brown is finally caught the next day and booked on attempted murder on a cop, grand theft auto, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Well, that's no surprise. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Four University of Idaho students found dead in an off-campus home were targeted, and the killer or killers used a knife or other edged weapon in the attack. Our friends at Crime Online.
The Moscow, Idaho Police Department made the announcement in a news release, adding that investigators were working to establish a timeline to recreate the victims' activities before they were found dead Sunday. Police said the killings likely occurred in the early morning hours and the bodies were found around noon. The students' deaths were considered to be an isolated event, and there is no threat to the community at large.
Autopsies, expected to be completed later this week, could provide more information about how the victims were killed. A University of Virginia student accused of killing three members of the school's football team and wounding two other students in an on-campus shooting will be held without bond. A judge issued that order on Wednesday. Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. did not enter a plea to the numerous charges he faces during his first court appearance. Appearing by video link from jail, Jones told the judge he plans to hire an attorney, but the judge appointed a public defender to represent him for the time being. Jones faces three counts of second-degree murder, two counts of malicious wounding, and additional gun-related charges. A man walked into a downtown Los Angeles Target store on Tuesday where he stabbed and critically injured two people, including a 9-year-old boy, before he was shot and killed by a security guard. LAPD Captain Elaine Morales.
The security guard did observe the suspect inside Target with a knife. The security guard fired one round.
The man, described as 40 years old and homeless, grabbed the large knife from a shelf and approached a 9-year-old boy, saying several times he was going to kill him. When the boy tried to move away, he stabbed the boy in the neck, wounding him in the shoulder, then went to another area of the store where he stabbed a 25-year-old woman in the chest. Maine Attorney General Aaron Frey says that new DNA testing hasn't shaken his confidence in a man's conviction for the killing of a 12-year-old girl more than three decades ago. Our friends at Crime Online.
Dennis Duchesne is serving a life sentence for the murder and sexual assault of Sarah Cherry, who disappeared while babysitting in Bowdoin in July 1988. Her body was found 2 days later. His attorney, John Nail, successfully argued for new DNA tests because of improvements in the technology. Those tests, conducted in California, excluded Duchesne's DNA from several items found at the crime scene, but couldn't exclude it from several other items.
Nail says he'll be filing a request for a new trial in 6 to 8 weeks based on the test results.
17-year-old tries to steal $18,000 worth of handbags from a Washington Louis Vuitton store. Instead of running through what the teen thought was the door, he crashes into a plate glass window and knocks himself out cold. Well, at least he made it easy for the cops to cuff him. He's now booked on theft and felony stupidity. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.